producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program at 7 after the hour. Tuesday, December 29th. I was going to say the 27th. No, we have, two more days of this excitement for 2015.
One,
and then
two.
It's Kaputsky. And
you sound a little fancy today when you said that.
Kaputsky?
No, Kaputsky's not fancy, actually. You just ruined my whole statement by saying Kaputsky. But when you said, December 29th.
Yes, please, let's have some respect for 2015. Actually, I'd like to boot 2015 in the butt and get rid of it.
Why? Because wasn't it's that not terrible?
It's not been a great year.
That's what everybody says after every year. Like, what do you want from a year?
No, next year is going to be great.
That's what people always say.
Well, in some circumstance. Well, but you make the best of it. That's the thing, that learning about what you have going for you, whether it's in the money department, whether it's in the relationship department, whether it's in the health department, job department, whatever it is. Let's think thoughts that will bring us around. Even if you had a great year, next year will be better. Hooray! Hoorah! Hopefully this weather that is so severe around many parts of the country will dissipate by New Year's Eve, and we'll start the new year with a clean slate. But if you look around right now, I was thinking about James Taylor and the song "I've Seen Fire and I've Seen Rain." Fires in California, rain is a huge storm that has engulfed much of the country. A number of lives. I think the last number I saw was 27 or something like that. Is it higher than that now? Four soldiers in Missouri got killed. Tornadoes in Texas. See the story of this young girl. Let's see, her name, Deborah Lee King, and her husband. The story of neighbors in Dallas after the tornado. Apparently, this couple ran out of the house. The one couple went out and said, "Okay, everything looks fine." And then they looked around at the next door neighbor's place and saw devastation and destruction, because that's what happens with a tornado. It's very selective and very narrow in focus. So one house can be standing and another house 400 feet away can be destroyed. And so all these blustery winds there, and what damage would, in this particular case, these people that live next door and a small baby, and the baby was killed in the circumstance. And the people ran out of the house because the baby didn't have a pulse. They were looking for help from the next door neighbors. Can you imagine yourself in that situation where you have somebody that you know, and maybe a baby like this that you knew, and the circumstances are such that one minute this young baby is alive and the next minute the baby's dead. Mm-hmm. And the things that you can't really control.
And your whole world
this is
changes.
The most. Yeah. And that's when the tornadoes can wreak that kind of havoc and move people. The twisters in Texas, the snow and the ice in the Midwest, the 11 people, I'm not sure what the numbers are altogether, Kenny, but I know I've seen one figure of 24, 127, and one of the 11 people that died in the tornadoes in the Dallas area. I had just been in Dallas on, I was in Dallas on Christmas Day, right? So this is... Yeah, the day
I always
after.
Think, you know, you always kind of, every region of the country has their own brand of natural disaster. For us in California, we have earthquakes. For East Coast, you have a lot of hurricanes. Midwest, you have the tornadoes. I always have thought that tornadoes are the scariest because they're hard to predict exactly where they're going to touch down. You can see them coming, and there's just not a whole lot you can do. I mean, with earthquakes, you're caught by surprise, which I think there's some element of comfort to that. You don't see this big black cloud coming straight towards you. I mean, it's just when it starts, you have to deal with it. Hurricanes, you can plan for them a little bit for the most part. You know, I mean, but tornadoes, I don't know. They're coming at you.
Really, And it isn't just in this country. There are problems down in South America. The weather in Argentina and Brazil and Paraguay and Uruguay, really horrible. Floods have displaced hundreds of thousands of people. Northern England had terrible weather this past weekend. The wildfires that are raging out of control in Spain and Australia. This has been one heck of a week. Here's a new number, 43. Kenny, do you have an updated number? I keep looking at the score here, and the number keeps going up. An EF4 tornado is what blew through across Interstate 30, the George Bush Turnpike.
Hey! Is the New Jersey Turnpike a dance?
I get it. 200 mile an hour winds. 200 mile an hour winds. Woof. And now the weather in the Northeast. I was talking to somebody in New York City last night. It was snowy and icy there, and it is all across New England today with rain coming later in the day. One of the things that makes this more treacherous is the snow, when the temperature is close to freezing as it is, it's very heavy. And the warm, the ground hasn't frozen and probably won't, because temperature is going back up into the 40s in most of these areas by week's end. So you won't see anything. I think 43 is predicted high for Boston on, I think, Friday or Saturday. But that means the snow is so heavy that if you try to shovel it and you're out of shape, it will do you in. So there's a word to the wise being sufficient here. The shoveling of snow, not a good idea for people who are out of shape. Every year it happens. Every year we hear from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's a cardiologist on the staff here on the Good Day program. And he's in Florida. But there is a story that will go through never mind the holiday excitement, festivities, drinking too much, eating too much, and how many heart attacks. More heart attacks occur between Christmas and New Year's, or in these 2 weeks, than any other two-week period during the year. So isn't that enough to keep you thinking that I better be a little more careful about my... I mean, you can't escape the weather, for sure. And so that's something that you just got to play with. And one of the other... talking about snow and stuff, the skiing is non-existent. Ski resort operators are, to this point, mostly closed because they can't make snow. The temperature hasn't been below 30 yet this year. It amounts to anything. So the ski resort operators are praying, please, let's have some snow this week. But the weather has been so warm. The sides of these hills are brown. It's like out here in California, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. It's just summer activities are continuing. But old man winter.
Well, the mountain resorts, like, it's been cold enough for us to produce some snow up in Big Bear for sure. And they've got their own snow, too.
Yeah. I've driven, as I was driving sort of in that direction. I didn't go that far. My daughter says that you can get out there in like 45, 50 minutes. I've never been out there. But they were out there walking around the park a week or so ago. And you can drive up high enough so that there's snow. I had no idea it was that close. You go up to the 210 by your place, and how far is it from there?
It's actually, by my house, you can hit snow in 45 minutes, probably, when it gets really cold.
Minutes. Yeah, I didn't realize, for whatever the reason, how many years I've been coming out here in the wintertime, I've never had a desire to go into the snow.
That's right, because you're escaping.
That's kind of why I come here.
We try to find it. You try to escape it.
Oh, it's so much fun to go out into the snow. And I say, why? I didn't want to go to the snow. If I want to stay in the snow, I'd stay in on the farm. Thanks very much, but I don't want to go up there.
You've got to take miles to the snow. That would be fun.
That's one of the things. When I moved to California, I could not wrap my brain around that people here will drive up into the mountains and put snow on their cars on purpose and drive it home.
Yeah, great. And then it melts on the way down the mountain. Okay, folks, that's good for you. Help yourself. Let me, as long as we're talking about helping ourselves, let's talk, I was talking about cardiology, and high blood pressure is one of the problems that if you're in your 40s and beyond, you need to curb it, you need to be aware of what's going on. And so, unfortunately, a lot of doctors make a lot of mistakes when it comes to your blood pressure. Blood pressure drugs are not working as doctors, some doctors say they are working for most patients. It's the biggest medical secret of our time. Most blood pressure drugs are not only useless, some of them are dangerous. So I have an easy prescription, if you will, that isn't a prescription for taking care of your blood pressure. It's using Superbeats and the related ancillary products that go along with it for better vascular health. And that's really what you're talking about here. Optimal heart health depends on the, amongst other things, depends on how good your blood pressure is. If you got high blood pressure, you better look out. And one of the ways to protect your heart and your body and yourself from becoming a statistic. And by the way, this is followed by a lot of people who are professional athletes, Olympic athletes, are getting involved in the Superbeat program and using Neo 40. Superbeats is powdered beets grown specifically for the people at Neogenesis Labs. They have this powder. Take a teaspoon of it, put it in a glass of water, mix it up, or I put mine in fruit juice. Sometimes I put it in my smoothie. Whatever it is, however you want to get it into your body, it goes to work, and in 20 minutes, you're going to have so much more energy. And if you're working out or running or you're just trying to make the rest of your day productive at work, this is the way to do it. But in addition to that, there are the Neo 40 capsules that are granulated teaspoons full of Super Beets. You take one of these capsules, it melts in your mouth, becomes immediately absorbed into your body, so that at the end of this experience, which takes about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, you're going to be awake and alive. So in the morning, right now, if you're getting up and getting ready to start your day, take one of these Neo 40 capsules, and you will see and feel the difference. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have any Neo 40 capsules? Huh. Can we fix that? Yes, very easily. Here's how you get onto the program, the Super Beats program, to rejuvenate your arteries. It's at the other end of 800-655-4183. It almost seems like a miracle, and I guess in a manner of speaking, it is. But it's an inexpensive way for you to deal with the problems of high blood pressure. Open up the nitric oxide. The nitrates are what's in the beets. And use this, creates nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to opening up your arteries and maintaining healthy blood pressure levels if you have it, and getting the blood pressure down to where it needs to be. I noticed that after being on the Superbeats program, when I had my stress test last week with Dr. Ken, I was on the treadmill longer, and that means my arteries are open up because it took longer for us to get up to the 151 number I needed to reach for them to test my heart under the stress. It took 12 and a half minutes. Last year it took 11. And that's a direct result of using Superbeats. And my blood pressure has always been low, but this makes your arteries healthier. Very cool. 800-655-4183 is the number to order Superbeats. Talk to an operator. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com and order there. But if you want some more information, more than I can supply you with here in the time that I have for talking about Superbeats, then call and talk to somebody on the staff at 800-655-4183. This is the Circulation Superfood. Get it now. It's exclusive and super. 800-655-4183.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
We use mobile devices. voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I mentioned a few moments ago how the weather seems to be a combination of fire and rain. And Clara Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, has come up with James Taylor. How many of you remember this song?
Yes, but not maybe when it first came out. Do I?
No. No, I wouldn't. I think it was a hit when I was a jock in the early 70s, wasn't it? Kenny, do I remember that? Seems to me
yeah.
I played this a lot in the early 70s. I was a jock from 65 to 74. So in that time period,
yeah,
I
that's
remember.
Older than
matter
me.
Of fact, the record label was Yellow.
Oh,
I think it was.
Yeah. What you guys don't know, maybe you do. Doug, he always plays this game when we talk about an old song. He's like, "And the record label was Pink with a purple trim."
Let's see how close I am with the time. I'm going into 3 minutes and 48 seconds. Kara, how long is this song? What does it say that? I must say on the label there somewhere, not the label, but the information we have, in my memory, right about 3:48, something like that.
3:54.
Very good. Not bad.
3:54.
Better to be back early than be late. And you have it all kind of down in your head. The reason you have to know this is because, you know, you'd actually played the real records when you were a jock, so you had to time your bathroom trips.
Right. Well, that wasn't a bathroom song. MacArthur Park was a bathroom song. 6 minutes and
American
48
Pie.
Seconds, I think. American Pie, 7 minutes and 14 seconds. And if I remember. Or if you had a visit in the studio from a friend, you might want to put these on. For, depending on what time of day you were on, I'm not
what
suggesting
kind of
anything other than that's, you know, up to the individual.
Do you really do nasty things during songs on the radio? Wow.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Whether I ever did nasty
punk?
Things? Heavens, no. I would
not. Oh, Doug, you just said
I've
you
heard
did.
Stories of. Right. No, I didn't say that at all. You never heard me say
that. I didn't,
words.
But my friends told me about it.
I heard lots of stories in the radio world about what went on. Matter of fact, there was a guy who was on late at night on WHDH in Boston. He was notorious for those sorts of things, but I just heard. And I never was on late night anywhere, so you can't hang this on me. Hmm. The other things going on in the world of entertainment, I find it interesting, the Game of Thrones has been the most pirated television show
of
the year.
Speaking of bathroom song.
This is the fourth year in a row that internet pirates have looted streams of this program. This is the Game of Thrones is the program where everybody dies, right? Doesn't everybody get killed? It's almost it's worse than 24. Everybody gets slapped, and the way they get rid of them seems more horrendous. Let's see here. It was the most, the 2015's most pirated movie. And I don't know, this is according to Torrent Freak, a piracy tracking site. Kenny, how reliable are they? What do you know about them?
Well, it's hard to be real reliable with pirates anyway. It's a best guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But
so what? How does this work? Explain to me, because I don't understand. So you pirate it, and then you distribute it, you sell it? Is that it, or just you pirating means you download it somehow or other and don't have to pay for it?
Right. That's what most pirates do. They just use it for themselves.
They do. Okay, so it's not something that anybody would sell. It's not like going into a movie theater and sitting with a camera or your iPhone or iPad or something and taking, trying to record all of Star Wars and then going out.
Creating DVDs to sell in Chinatown. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Why is it we always go to China or to Chinatown with this?
Because haven't you been in Chinatown? That's actually one of my favorite things to do in New York is go to Chinatown. They sell all those fake bags and they sell jewelry on the streets. Mm-hmm. And man, they've got people out there selling DVDs and then the police come and they run so fast.
28 after on Good Day.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Troubles. I've seen fire and rain. I got troubles on my mind. I don't, but I know some people do. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. She has no trouble in her life. She has a perfect life, a wonderful life.
Yes, exactly.
The life of a female Riley, if you get my drift. Kenny Kessler is here as well. We're all in Southern California where the wind is blowing and the temperature is about 50 degrees.
Colder than now where I am, 36.
Is it? But is this in the alternative world where east of the Mississippi, it's cold, rainy, snowy, tornadoes to the south of the Mason-Dixon line?
Well, it's not bad.
Crazy weather, yeah, so this is okay.
Yeah,
but the weather, is it global warming? People say, I hear people scoffing at the idea of global warming. Look at how cold it is. But global, the idea of global warming isn't that it's hot, although it may be enormously warmer, but the temperature variations and the climate changing itself is all what global warming is all about, in case you're not familiar with the concept. Hello, ding, 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 ding. So, yes, Jennifer and Kenny and Doug here at your service. Along Dr. Jack Stockwell in a few minutes. Tell us about his story in Switzerland, how wonderful it is there, how healthy the people are there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, bad boys are still behaving badly. Number one bad boy is this clown, Ethan Couch.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking at a picture of this crumb, and he looks like somebody that you just would want. And I'm Mr. Peace and Love, but man, do you want to smack
this guy. One of those guys, you want to smack him, I know.
Like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, some people have that look.
Yeah. So anyway, the story, if you don't know, he and his mother went to Mexico just for a little drive.
Right.
A little time off.
To jump bail. Jump probation.
So how stupid is this? This kid would never have to worry about anything, so he's got an ankle bracelet on and he's on probation. He killed four people, mm-hmm. folks. He killed four people. It's like in cold blood. He shot them. He ran them over. And all he did was get probation because the judge said he was affected by affluenza, which means he has too much money and that got in the way of his judgment or parents' judgment or whatever it is. And you can see how great their parent judgment is because they took a kid to Mexico.
If you're trying to, okay, your kid gets in trouble and you want him to actually learn a lesson so he can be a functional member of society in his adult years. And here's this yahoo of a mother grabbing the kid and taking him to Mexico. What kind of lesson are you teaching? I mean, these parents, they should go to jail right alongside him.
Yeah, it's all about privilege and the disrespect that people have. I know plenty of people who have lots of money who live life not any differently than you or me. It just happens that they have a few more zeros next to their bank account. They don't live differently. Some people do. Some people are affected by having a lot of money. But some people are not. It is too general a notion to have criticism aimed at people just because they have money. But in this circumstance, the money allows them to act in what would be considered an abnormal, kind of foolish way. So there's one boy behaving badly. Another boy that's behaved badly is not going to face the music. The Cuyahoga County prosecutor in Cleveland says that it's indisputable that Tamir Rice was drawing a pistol from his waistband when he was gunned down. You've probably all seen on the internet in various circumstances, Facebook, Twitter, other social media, pictures of this gun. How many of you think the gun looks like a real gun? I looked at it quickly and thought, yeah, I can understand how you might think that was a gun. But I also think under the circumstances, and maybe this applies to all of these things, the woman that was shot in Chicago, the latest thing, and now, Rahm Emanuel, had to come back early from his vacation in Cuba because the police shot a 19-year-old student and a 55-year-old mother of four over the weekend. The continuing ongoing work of restoring accountability and trust to the police department. I wonder how popular that show is. Chicago, this Dick Wolf is producing Chicago Police, right? Mm-hmm. Chicago Fire and Chicago Med, right? There's three shows now coming out of Dufo. It's the same as Law and Order, in a manner of speaking, or the same kind of idea, but it's being produced about what's going on in Chicago. And I find the PD show to be an interesting. The stars are kind of interesting.
I like the stars of Chicago Fire myself.
You do. Well, one of them is Lady Gaga's boyfriend, right, or fiance. Mm-hmm. The other one is from the doctor who...
Doogie Howser.
No.
Bombay.
No.
Scholes. Pepper.
You missed the only one, probably.
Jack.
The guy's name began with an H. Where's Jack? Dr. Jack Stockwell. Who's the doctor that was on for 8 years, played by...
House.
Yes, thank you, Kara. Yes, Dr.
No,
House.
The English fellow.
Yes, right. Was he English or Australian? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But he handled it well. Yeah, Dr. House. I didn't watch House that much either, but it was a pretty good show what I did see. But the kid who's on Chicago Fire was one of his doctors on House. You following my trail here?
I like to play the game my way. Dr. Pepper and Dr. Scholes.
I like Dr. Bombay.
Dr. Bombay was a good pull.
Bombay.
Doctor Who.
Speaking of Doctor Who, Dr. Jack is going to join us in a moment with an update on his trip to the lovely mountains of Switzerland, plus some of the things going on his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, plus a look at the gout. You better look out for the gout. It's 20 minutes before the hour, 40 minutes after on Good Day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Crisp sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich!
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You don't have to throw in the towel on your exercise routine for the holidays. Fitness expert Laura DeAngelis says 'tis the season to be sneaky.
Sneak in the activity whenever you can. Take the stairs, walk around the block a few times at lunch, and if you have holiday plans in the evening, get moving in the morning.
Need a gift idea for the fitness buffs on your list? Why not give the gift of motivation with the perfect workout headset?
The durable LG Tone Active headset rests around the neck with retractable earbuds. It works with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, so whether you're on Team iPhone or Team Android, you'll always be connected.
And don't let a cold spoil your holiday fun.
I'm a second-generation fan of Coldy's Cold Remedy products. The classic cherry lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of the common cold by almost half.
And Laura's go-to for aches and pains that can come from decking the halls?
Arnicare Gel works on muscle pain, stiffness, swelling from injuries, and bruising. The non-greasy gel is made from a natural active ingredient, the mountain daisy, and it's unscented.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry, but everyone loves saving money.
Yeah!
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod.
Ooh.
And what's even better, Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
Yeah! Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
43 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny I think Kara should be more a participant in this program. Don't you think so, Jennifer?
Let's bring Kara on for more.
Kara, feel free to comment when you are either vexed or when you have something pithy and important to say. You can just, if you don't agree with Jennifer, let's have a fight. Let's have an argument. Yeah.
If you don't agree with Dougie, we can also have a fight.
No, okay.
Are you going to say only Jennifer?
Yeah.
Come on. Sexist.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, having returned a day or two ago from a 10-day trip to Switzerland. What did you observe about the medical? You're somebody that is always observing. You and your wife, Mary, are medical scientists and experts. So what did you observe about the medical habits? The living circumstances, what people eat, what they drink, that sort of thing while you were over there.
Well, they walk. They walk and they walk. They walk to the grocery store. They walk to the post office. They walk to work. They have an incredible transportation system. And so the buses are right on the second. And all of a sudden, out of buildings, from around the corners, people are walking. And they fill up the buses and they get off and then they walk everywhere else they're going to go. Just everywhere you turn, there are people of normal weight, normal stature. I mean, you hardly saw anybody whatsoever that had even 20 extra pounds on them because they're walking and walking and walking. And Sundays, I found out talking to one of the concierges there that Sundays is their outdoor day. Almost everything's closed. Almost everything's closed on Sundays in Switzerland.
Really?
And so people are out hiking. I mean, when we went up to the Matterhorn, not everybody went there to ski. I mean, there are people hiking these mountain routes because there's no snow.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing going
on over there is going on here in terms of the weather.
Well,
it was quite warm, wasn't it, while you were there?
Yes, it was. It was surprisingly, well, you still had to have a coat and a hat, but
it
wasn't the normal low temperatures. It was warm. A lot of the Alps, only in the highest levels of the Alps did you find snow, and all the ski resorts had manufactured snow in order for the ski resorts to be open at all. So they, the precipitation they haven't been getting. Of course, the British Isles have been getting with all the flooding they have. So yeah, their weather patterns are just as disturbed as ours are over here.
It's an interesting comparative. I found the difference between Zurich and Geneva, as far as big cities are concerned, to be dramatic. I think Geneva is a much more livable place. Zurich is a big, not industrial, but big business city, and it's quite a bit bigger. But the two cities that are most well known are Zurich and Geneva. And I love taking the train from one to the other. But taking the train through the countryside there is magnificent. It just is a great experience. It's great for giving you a perspective on things, but it's also quieting and healthy for you experientially, the personal side of it. What did you observe, though? You talk about what people eat. You were saying that lots of people smoke over there.
Oh, there's everybody. Everywhere you turn, people are lighting up cigarettes. Even the young people.
More the young people, I think.
Yeah, a lot of teenagers. You know, the drinking age for beer and wine is 16. Yeah. But I didn't see much of that going on in restaurants. But I did see an awful lot of kids smoking. And in the shopping areas, the central areas of Lugano, the central areas of Lucerne, Luzon, some of the other places that we went to where people just crowd in like crazy because there's kiosks everywhere. Everybody's lighting up cigarettes. Everybody's drinking Vin Chaud, you know, the hot wine, and eating pastries, and they're thin. So I started asking a couple. They walk. They just walk everywhere, and they don't eat processed foods.
No. All right, so there's a big difference there. Under the circumstances, you put two and two together, you still come up with four. It's distracting how much smoking does still go on in parts of Europe, like in Asia. Maybe we're ahead of them there, but we still don't live as long as they do because, as Jack is suggesting with his comment, it's all processed foods. Look at all the processed foods we eat here versus getting at the source there. They have a big locavore movement. They still have a big family farm circumstance in Switzerland, so a lot of them are growing their own food, or they're getting close access to the sources of food, which we still haven't quite figured out how to do well.
Anywhere there was an open piece of ground, there was farming going on. When we flew over the mountains from Lugano up to Zurich, even up on the highest levels below the snow line, you could see these extensive farmlands that were up there. You can't see them from the valley. And I'm talking 2,000-3,000 feet up above.
Yeah.
And all of these back and forth roads that go up to the top and extensive farming that goes on the top of these mountains.
All right, so you do the Forbidden Doctor podcast, and I'm guessing that you and Mary will do a podcast on your trip to Switzerland and the observations that you've made there. Those of you who don't know, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, look at the podcast information that's there. They've been doing this for about a year now. Hundreds of thousands of people download the podcast every week. So it stands to reason, at least in my mind, you do something about your observations of people and their health in Switzerland, yes?
Yes, and the podcast that just came out, Three New Year Resolutions, or the next one, I think, is coming out. Three New Year Resolutions that will make your 2016 the healthiest year ever. Just three little changes in what you do food-wise that can make 2016 the healthiest year yet.
Download them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also there, you can find the enzymes, these enzymes, that long-life enzymes that Mary and Jack have produced also have rave reviews, and you can read about that. And also order them. I have them. I use them. Take four of them every day. The people that I know and love take four of them every day. That, I think, is what you recommend, right? In order to deal with the problems that arise in our bodies. And so enzymes, as you have discovered in your research, Jack, are the key to a long life, having the right enzymes.
Especially the food choices that we make here in America does not really signal or trigger inside the body the production of the right kind of enzymes to handle that kind of food load that we give it.
Yeah.
So that's why we produce this product, to make sure your food's properly digested and absorbed.
Well, you say that all of our health comes from the gut, everything, our immune system. So if you have a healthy gut, and your gut includes your stomach and your intestines, right? And that's what basically the gut is?
Yes.
So if you got all the right bacteria in there, and that's what this sort of supports. So again, for your own health and well-being, Jack has done this and done a great job with it, and people are reacting extraordinarily well. There are all kinds of comments about the enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you can order them there as well. Put in the code DOUG, D-O-U-G, for a 10% discount. Thanks to Jack and his relationship here. We'll have to help out the people that are listening so you all live happily ever after.
Yes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for details on some of the top stories of the day, the tech stories, tech talk time. Greg and whoever else we are, everybody's on vacation this week. What's the big idea?
Well, you know, it's that time of year when everybody's kind of dialed out.
Come on.
We should write this down in your journal, Ducky. Just remember. Remember for next year.
Right. Take a vacation at some point in time. All right. So we're going to do, because these guys aren't, I like doing the tech stories because I kind of, I teach and I learn by doing some of these things. And it's different than the regular conversation, sort of the news talk conversation that we have, because it becomes more personal to many of us who have use of devices and maybe don't get all the use that we can out of our devices. How can we be helpful to you? Well, there's some information that maybe you'll raise your eyebrows after hearing, and that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid.
If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
56 past the hour on Good Day. Fitbit apparently was a big seller for Christmas. The company's app was the most downloaded on Apple's App Store on Christmas Day. I saw a lot of people.
You don't have one.
A Fitbit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had I think I got one for Meredith last year, and then she has the. I got her a.
An Apple Watch, yeah. You
an
don't
Apple
need
Watch.
It.
Mm-hmm. You don't need the Fitbit after that, right?
Right.
And that, so. What is the benefit of the Fitbit? Have you got one?
I use the Fitbit. Here's why I think I like it more than the Apple Watch, although I reserve the right to change my mind and get an Apple Watch at some
yeah.
point.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Apple Watch, you're essentially carrying your whole phone with you all the time, and that thing
yeah.
is beeping, and you know, you're getting text messages. And I mean, how connected do you want to be? I already carry my phone everywhere. Mm-hmm. Why do I want it on my wrist?
And you have to have the phone, Meredith explained to me.
You do.
To use.
To make the partnership work, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know if she knew that beforehand. I don't know that you get as much usage out of it because it uses a lot of energy. It goes dead a lot.
Yeah, I've actually got my mom one for Christmas this year, an Apple Watch, mm-hmm. and she's Did just it. Sort of playing with it. But, yeah, you have to have your phone with you at all times, otherwise it's not going to work. But it's just a little too wired in. I was watching my mom yesterday at the fax machine at mm-hmm. my day job, and I hear her out there going ding, ding, and, like, everything's just ringing on her her body
yeah.
now. It's like,
yeah.
please. But with the Fitbit, and there's other things about the Apple Watch I'm sure are great, like it counts your blood pressure and your pulse and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Fitbit, you can either get one for your pocket or you wear it on your wrist, and it counts your steps for the most part, and it counts your sleep.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a full service phone. You're not getting text messages. It's kind of just there to sort of monitor what you're doing. So it's a quieter tracker, I think, which is why I like it a little bit better. And I used it, gosh, I use mine a lot. In Prague, it was actually jumping off my wrist because we walked so
really?
Much.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
You know, 25,000 steps in a day, and that thing's like, whew, all right, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What did you do with my old owner?
All right, the story of the man who apparently fell to his death when he became distracted by his device.
Yes.
At the San Diego Scenic Overlook.
Don't do that.
Come on. The guy was from Indiana. His name is Joshua Burwell. How dumb do you have to be? This is a very popular spot, apparently, Kenny, right?
Oh, yeah.
People there to watch the sunset, that sort of thing.
Yep.
He went there, and while he was posting a message on Facebook, he fell over the cliff.
Look at this. Yoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
We shouldn't be laughing about it, but oh, my God.
Why in cartoons, when someone goes over the side, do they always go, ah-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo?
I don't know.
I think that's mostly goofy.
You know, ice cream expletives when I fall off something.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. 59 minutes after the hour. Aren't you glad you heard that here first on the Good Day program?
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.